Thank you, Captain. I believe that's Irene.
Hi, Dog Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lyman Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Since Abner, through a misunderstanding, bought a real lion to put out in front of their new library, the lion has become much more important than the library. In fact, Irving, that's the lion, is scheduled to appear at a school social tonight, with Cedric as his trainer. However, Lum has different ideas about who the lion's trainer should be. After looking on the little community today, we find Lum inside the cage while Cedric is working on it, and the lion is sitting over in the corner of the feed room watching them. Listen.
Does that leave you enough room in there now, Mr. Lum?
Well, let's see. Yeah, that's fine. Have you got the glass fastened in good and tight now?
Yes, Mom, it won't come out.
Well, what if the lion gets to pawing and scratching at the glass?
Oh, I don't think Irvin can break it. It's pretty thick glass.
Well, I hope so. All right, put the lion in the other side of the cage with me and see how it works out.
Yes, Mom. Come on, Irvin, old boy. Back in the cage.
Means I hope this glass partition holds all right.
Well, it'll hold all right. That's it, Irvin. That's the time. Into the cage, old boy.
Granny's listening to that. Growls every time he gets near me. Wonder why he hates me so much.
Oh, I don't think he hates you, Mr. Lum. Now, that's all right, Irvin. Nice boy. Back in your cage there. See, Mr. Lum, the glass works good. Irvin don't hardly even pay no attention to you.
Yeah, Granny. I believe this is going to work all right, Cedric. Yes, sir.
Can I go now, Mr. Lum? If I'm going to catch that train for Fort Smith, I better be getting.
Yeah, Cedric, let me get out of the cage first. Now, wait a minute, though. Ain't that Abner coming out there?
Mom?
I said, ain't that... Yeah, that's him all right. I don't think I'll get out of the cage right now, Cedric. I want Abner to see me in here with the lion first. You go on up in front and tell him to look back here.
Yes, Mom. I got to catch that train.
Well, you can leave as soon as you do that. It won't take but a second. Go ahead.
Okay. Howdy, Mr. Abner. Here I am, here.
Good for you, Cedric. Have a nice time.
Oh, we'll. Don't forget to feed Irvin his hamburger.
Oh, no, we won't. So long, Cedric.
Bye, Mr. Abner.
Bye. Say, Lon, what's Cedric? Well, for the land's sake. Lon! Are you in the cage with the lion?
Yeah, this is me, all right.
Doggy, I never would have thought you'd get up nerve enough to do it, huh?
Nothing to it. Just got to show him who's master.
You do, huh?
What do you got to do? Lay down, Irvin, you whelp.
Well, I'll be dead blamed.
Yeah, I wish we had two or three lions and maybe a tiger to put in here.
A tiger?
Yeah, this one lion's pretty tame stuff for me.
All right, Dogies, I'll say one thing for you, Lum. You're a heap braver than I ever thought you was. Dogies, I just... Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Wait a minute. What's this in this cage here? A glass partition. I thought there's something funny about this.
Fooled you, didn't
I? Yeah, you sure fooled me, all right. That is, till I got up close enough here to see that the glass is fastened in there.
Well, I won't let none of the people over at the schoolhouse get that close to me.
The schoolhouse?
Why, sure. Tonight's a big sociable over there, you know.
Oh.
You'll have to help me get Irvin in the cage over there, Abner.
Help you?
Yeah, then you can be my assistant, too, and keep the people back far enough from the cage so they can't see the partition.
Well, here, Lum, I thought Cedric was the one that's supposed to get in the cage with the lion over there tonight.
Well, you heard him say himself that he's going to Portsmouth to visit his uncle.
Yeah, that's right. I know that it seems awful curious to me that he'd leave right now, Lum.
Curious?
Why, sure, after the way he's just had his heart set on being a lion tamer over at the sociable, showing folks how brave he was tonight.
Well, you know how it is. A boy gets lonesome to see his uncle once in a while. Cedric's been wanting to go for a long time, so I just decided to do him a favor and give him enough money for the railroad fare.
Well, what about the social, though? Didn't you want to stay for that?
Well, you see, well, Cedric sort of thinks that maybe the sociable is going to be postponed.
Postponed?
Yeah, I don't know where he got such a idea in his head.
Why, it ain't postponed no such a thing. Elizabeth's over at the schoolhouse right now working with the decorating committee, getting the schoolhouse all prettied up for the night. And little Pearl, she's out. Wait a minute. Did you tell Cedric that just to get him out of town so you could take his place?
Well, I didn't exactly tell him. Well, look, you may as well face the fact. Does Miss Frederick mean anything to Cedric?
Why, of course not. She's too old for him.
That's what I thought. But she does mean something to me. And this is my one big chance to win her. Abner, I just had to do it. That's all there was to it.
Well, I reckon if you look at it that way, well, it's all right. But just seemed a shame, sort of, way Cedric was planning to get his name read up in the school news for being...
Well, I'll let him team the line the next sociable they have.
Yeah, but what if they don't have one for a long time, huh? Well, here, though, this plan of yours ain't going to work at all, long.
What do you mean it ain't going to work?
Well, don't you recollect yesterday when Miss Frederick come in the store here and seen you back here in the cage and she heard you talking about putting a glass partition in the cage, Long? She don't know about that.
No, she never. I seen her this morning on her way to school and I talked to her about it. I found out she never heard a word we said.
She never?
No, sir. And what's more, she thought I was inside the cage to clean it out. And I told her I was the only one brave enough to get in there and do that.
Why, Lomas, you ought to be seen.
I know it.
You were just practicing getting in that cage without the lion in there just to try.
I know what I was doing. You quit arguing with me. Everything I say, you got to argue about it.
I weren't arguing.
Just hush up about it then. Forget it. Danny, I was feeling so happy before you come in here. Had everything fixed to where I was going to be a big line tamer and win Miss Frederick. And here
well,
you come in here and spoil everything.
You're still going to do it, ain't you?
Of course I am, but you got me to where I feel like I'm doing something wrong.
Oh, well, I never meant to make you feel that way, Lon. Not at all, no.
Oh, well, that's all right. Here. May as well get out of this cage. No, you sitting in here any longer now that I know the glass partition's going to work all right.
No.
Open the cage door there, Abner.
Yeah, sure. I'm sorry, Lon, if I made you feel like it. Wait a minute. My dog is wrong. Looky here.
What's the matter?
Why, this door here is on the wrong half of this cage.
Huh?
Why, sure it is. The door's up here on the lion's head. You can't get out, Lon, unless you break the glass and come out over here on his side.
Oh, my goodness gracious alive.
Well, now, wait a minute. Don't get excited, Lon. You're safe.
Yeah, I'm safe, but I can't stay here sitting in the cage here the rest of my life. Or till the lion dies or something.
Well, I wouldn't bank on that, Lom. I'll hear the lion's living to be 100 years old. Of course, now we might starve him to death.
Oh, stop being silly at a time like this. We got to get me out of here. Dad, blame that, Cedric. I bet he done this on a purpose.
Oh, Cedric wouldn't do a thing like that, and you know it. What'd you ever get in there first in the first place for?
Well, I wanted to be sure I had enough room in here before Cedric fastened the glass in. Natural, I didn't want the lion in here with me while we was doing it. But how I got in ain't the question. Is how do I get out of here?
Let's see. Doggy, if you just hadn't sent Cedric out of town, everything would be all right.
I did, though, so that's out. And he won't be back till the first of next week. And I know I ain't going to sit in here with Irvin till Cedric gets back.
Well, I don't know what to do then.
Yes, you do. You're going to have to open the cage and get the lion out of here.
Huh?
You hear me? Go on, open the cage door.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lom. That lion don't like me any better than he likes you.
Go on, open it up. You was the one that got this lion in the first place. Now, you take care of it.
Yeah, but now, Lom.
Go on, Abner. Do as I say. You've been telling me how easy it is to handle him. Now, let's see you go ahead and do it.
Well, all right. Dog, I had planned on going to that social tonight, though. Well,
hurry up. That's it. Take hold of the door there.
All right, but here, Irving. Come on, Irving. I think he wants to stay in there, Lom.
Wait a minute. I think he's moving now.
Terrorizing. Oh, my goodness. Look out. Here he comes, Lom. Hey, help, Lom.
Well, take it easy, Abner.
He's chasing me,
Well,
Lom.
Stop running around the cage. You're just scaring him.
Scaring him? What do you think he's doing to me?
Help! Help!
Well, don't keep running around the cage. Run somewhere else and hide.
Where will I hide, Lom?
I don't know. Get in the cage.
Where?
Next time around, jump in the cage and close the cage door.
Yeah, I'll try that. Here I come. Look out, Lom. Here you go.
That's
your
mater, Abner. Good for you.
I told you, I thought he had me there a couple of times.
Yeah, but you're safe now. Yeah, he can't get you in here. That was an arse.
Wait a minute, Lom. Look where he's going.
Huh?
He's heading out towards the front door.
Oh, my goodness. Irvin, come back here. Come back here, Irvin. Hey, Irvin.
No use, Lom. He goes right out in the street.
Granny's, Abner, we got to get out of here and warn everybody. There's a ferocious lion running loose.